Okay.
Is your assistant there?
Hard to hear. Is it a background noise? Or? Ah, well, of course, I have to carry that with me. You have to take it with you.
Yeah, one of those things that attach.
Get one of those speakers.
Get a camera, man.
Yeah. I have two cameras. It's not the camera, it's the speaker. All right, whatever. I only do the Zoom for Menashe. If Menashe would stop coming, I would stop having Zoom. It's only in his school that there's still Zoom. He can't come. Everybody else can come. Excuses. But it's better that you yell on Zoom than you're not here at all, I think. Whatever. Yesterday we spoke about instant gratification. We'll see where we're going with that. We have to build the blocks first. We were talking about the Yitzra Davar Zorah and the Yitzra of Arias. One is Chitzoyim, the other one's Pnim. The Pnim is the Siva of the Chitzoyim. And we said that the Yitzra of Arias, what's driving Yitzra Arias, is instant gratification. I want the short-term pleasure at the expense of the long-term benefit.
That's
I'm not talking about a virus. I'm not talking about a virus, Rob. And that's what we say. That's what we're saying in Achinami. Then that should be the Yitzra Arias. Because in this framework, once again, depends how you cut the paper. In this framework, we only have two Yitzra. Yitzra Arias and Yitzra Borazor. Correct? That means any instant gratification in this framework would be called the Yitzra Arias, not Dafka Arias. Diabetes eats sugar. Now we would call in this framework it's the right. But that's how he's being mugged. So we have to see. I guess at a certain level we're talking about yes to the right mamash. Because if you bottle the desire for sugar, the world wouldn't come to an end. We're talking about something that engineers in the world couldn't have bottled because that would be the end of the world. So, but I'm not okay, we have to see how he's. Where he's going with this, he's just put this on the table. It's quite shocking. Every time that I push off a long-term benefit for an instant pleasure, that gets to the riots. My guess is that we don't have Gilead Rice much. But what's at the shayrish of the Yitzra Arias is this thing called instant gratification. Pashtus, not every instant gratification is going to be driven by the Yitzra Arias. The mother yet, again. Well, he hasn't said it, so I don't know what to do. Okay, the Vlamit. What is this Rotson for pleasure now? In Targo is bottle oilam. Let me say, because they don't want to destroy the Yetzirah Darais. If you do, you're going to destroy the world. Since this Yetzirah is at the foundation of the world, if you destroy that, you destroy the world. Nullify, bitul, nullify. What is the koyach of this Yetzirah of Gilu Arais? That's what I'm saying. If you get into it, you define the terms properly, you'll see where we go. Kolin Yonashel Yetzazehu Katainug Hamidi of Cheshbon Aschanitzvi. To begin us, Kinech Manaitz the Mara, the Kitai Behu Leinayim. As we said yesterday, there's the Cheshbon of Aschanitzvi. And then there's the desire for pleasure now. But the Marishon, the tree looked very nice, it was very beautiful. Taiva who lay a name for his eyes. He didn't have a taiva for the apple in his stomach. He was hungry, so no, because his eyes had got him into trouble. Not that we understand what he did, but anyway. Adam Anich shall be in and Zeh Arevi Mesapik is Yitzra Regi. Bilach Shobu Maye Achakach. He's satisfying his now urge without making a cheshbon of what's going to be afterwards. Kama ze ole. Al cheshbon ma. Einu machashev schaver negative seder. He's not doing that. That's a very important thing to do. What's the price of this pleasure? Because nothing's for free. We're not learning too much.
Just stay with me.
Let's build the principles. Let's understand the sugya. Then we'll ask questions.
I don't understand.
No one does because we just started. First, we define our terms and we understand what we're talking about. Then we deal with it. But I can't say Shoma Bazaar for me to do that. If we listen quietly, we see what the Machabit says. We're getting him to teach us what he wants to teach us. At this stage, I don't know what he wants to teach. So we go with it one step at a time. Then we come back in a month or 2 months, depends on how long it takes to hold this. It's not my framework. I'm trying to understand
the
safety.
The explanation of the framework is being brought in from the book.
All I said is what he said.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand? What
the way Rebbe's understanding is that he decided to do a bit of gratification, so he made a long-term investment.
Correct.
Right? But he was never told what the investment was, so it's almost only instant gratification versus not doing what he wanted.
Okay, so
that's, I don't understand that
framework. No, once again, we have a question. He wasn't told. That's a question. Good, okay.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't have a proof that he wasn't told. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him exactly what the consequences were eating from the tree were. Told him exactly what the consequences were. But that's not my subject now. You've got a question you don't understand because he wasn't told. Okay, we'll see. Can you have Bechir if you don't know what your Bechir is? Okay, good question. Let's see. Okay. Good. That flies in the face of our entire purpose for being in this world. Close to Marshall, you do a shisha. We did this, no? We did this. So why was the mark here? Yeah, we saw about the shoyl. Sorry, I just went to where the little spitz was. The spitz is obviously in the wrong place. Okay, whatever. Sorry. No, we did this once. No, but we go with the Shpi, huh? Yeah, we did all of this. No, we didn't finish this page. 1 second. Let's go from the Zoy side. Sorry. Lamadana from the Zoy side. That's what we spoke about. First was created for pleasure. The ultimate pleasure is Hashem. The God of Elohim Yesh Yoy, or Kisa Yeshvim Berechev Noisim, Mami Achalal of Adam Machavit. Everything has a purpose, and there's a goal. Everything is driven in a certain direction depending on what it's in the world for. Where's Adam's direction? Lisanek. That's his job. His job is to have pleasure. From the minute he's born, he's here in the world to find pleasure. We're a pleasure seeker. That's what an Adam is. Pleasure seeker. Lo nivra Adam ele lisani. The person traits it for only one thing and one thing only. Pleasure. Does that make perfect sense? No? You have to be that way. Has to be that way. If you understand why God is all who created the world, it has to be that the creature that the world was created for is driven by the pleasure factor, because God is all who created the world for only one reason. To bestow pleasure on that which he created. That's why he created the world. So if you create a world and you want to give pleasure, then you have to be someone who's going to receive pleasure. So I have to be somebody that's driven by pleasure. If pleasure lo manyenoti, well, then what's the point? The whole purpose of the creation is to get me to Gan Eden, where I'll have eternal pleasure. Yeah, but I don't take pleasure. Well, that's a bit of a problem. Huh? It has to be that way. It has to be that Adam lo nivra ele lisane. You just have a choice where your pleasure comes from. The look on your face looks a bit. You're going to have a rough time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a rough time in the next world if pleasure ain't what's driving you. But because the Miller builds a lot of his toes, if he doesn't care for you, he's building a lot of his toes on that. That this world is a training ground for the next world. And that's why you have to know how to proper pleasure in this world so that you're able to have the ultimate pleasure in that law. Because if not, you're not going to know what to do with the pleasure. You don't know what your pleasure is, you're in a lot of trouble. Oh, are you in trouble? Hold on. That's Mesillas Yesharim. Hold on, give Mesillas Yesharim. Kein an der Meister, vergesst da was. Ja, du meinst du schon am Kapes Tanuga ist nicht ein Bonu Tag, Tag die Sache ist Kapes ist a Tanuga mit dir ich sage la schön. Because you're driven by pleasure, you're going to look for pleasure. You're going to offer this pleasure, that pleasure, that pleasure, until hopefully sooner than later you'll discover what the real pleasure is, and then you'll mechabe to that. The only real pleasure is the Sanega Hashem. In this world, the harvest is in Shemasa, you'll get in the next world. Against that pleasure, Nitzchi, because there's Nitzchi and there's Zmani, there's now and there's later. The later pleasure that I want to get, the Tanug Nitzchi that I'm chasing, against that is the Yetzer Daraitz. That's what most people spend their lives chasing after. We learned it on Monday night. They're chasing after something that they will never attain. And it drives them mad because they know it. At the beginning of Shara Bechina, he says, one of the reasons we don't do what we're supposed to do, whatever he's talking about there, is because we're so busy chasing after things that we will never get. One reason is because he ain't not a mace, the chetzi taivos of the yod, because he doesn't have even half his pleasures before. And the other problem he explains is because the minute you get this pleasure, it doesn't satisfy you because it's not the pleasure that can satisfy you. And now you need more. Yesh mono wrote to the side. So what's happening? He gets what he thought would fill the hole. It does for a little bit because it's new. You always fill the hole. But then it's not new anymore, so it doesn't fill the hole anymore. Because you can't fill that hole with things. So he has a look and he says, wow, mono didn't work. Okay, I have to work harder. Maybe the time will help this time. Then he gets my time. He says, no, that didn't work. Why it's careful? I don't know. Why didn't he go for 300? Why didn't he be careful? I don't know. But whatever. The problem is he's always getting poorer and poorer. You know this? Yes, mono wrote to Messiah. What's his left? 100. When he gets 200, how much does he want? So what's his lack now? 200. He's getting poorer and poorer as he gets more and more. The tragic, tragic figure of this person who's getting more and more and more, but if you know to look at him properly, he's poorer and poorer each time he attains the next goal. When he gets the Mercedes, now you want the Chrysler, it all comes off today. The Maserati, whatever. We had a Volkswagen, we had a bicycle, we had a car. So now he's got the most fanciest car, so enough. Now he needs an airplane. Wow, that's a lot of poverty. That's what's going on in the Taiba of Arias as well. The minute you don't, sometimes you don't even get it and it's gone. When he gets it, it's for a very short time. And then he feels empty again. And as we explained, worse off than he was before he got it. But Tama and Amnon, he hated him more than before. Because I'll say, when you get what you were misaiva, you hate it. That's not a subject now. Well, that is to be understood as well. Ezu ava shetolu bedover. The ava samlon betomo. There's an ava sheni tolu bedover, which we've spoken about here many times at length. And then there's an ava shetolu bedover. Bottle dover, bottle ava. The minute the dover that the ava was told on goes away, the ava goes away. What you left with? Reconos, which leads to sinner. Sherish tainug zeh tainug v'dovik v'ishtoi kashenasa b'derech ha'teira doyme b'shoishoi deciding a ilish of a timid making Bashem Elokeich. In the midst of Dovak Vishtoi, that's driven by a Rotson, by a Taiva Bonagi. That's a very high level of the Dovak Vishtoi. That leads to what's called Vatema Drakim Bashem Elokeichem. Kashanasa Batsuru Shalgino Arias, Otoda, it looks exactly the same on the video. You couldn't get further away from Dvaikas Hashem. Because Dvaikas Hashem is all about giving, and this is Kulu taking. As we know, Chofetz Chaim already said, it's the only place in the Torah where Hashem says, V'shov ma'acherecho, I'll run away from you, I'll have nothing to do with you. You're a murderer, you're even a Verazori, Machal Shabbos, it doesn't say anyway, Hashem says, I bet you know what it's doing. When it comes to Arias, Hashem says, V'shov ma'acherecho, nothing to do with you anymore. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't a Kanoi, that's what he said. It was a question of the first Kinesia, you remember the great first Kinesia, you remember even the video? Mm-hmm. We have a video of the Chofetz Chaim at that Kinesia. That is how there's a big discussion about having women there, the Mechitza, how much Mechitza, where Mechitza, we've done so, two more. Again to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said, I don't know what to tell you. And he said over this way. The Shav Ma'acherecho, you want Hashem to come to the Kinesia? Make sure that it's Kedosh V'Din. Because the minute there's any princess, the minute there's any... Hashem doesn't come. It's very sad. You see sometimes that people have simchas and Hashem doesn't come. Mavali right, kima sha'im et keneged adol adibra shalo yeh l'cha elokim acherim alponai ku alav delo sinaf. What's he doing? He's looking at the five commandments on the one side. We don't have it yet. The five commandments on the other side. What's keneged what? Lo yeh l'cha elokim acherim is the love of lo sinof, which is Arias. Oh, tumazu amedes keneged akeshim akodesh bochu. That's where the keshim akodesh bochu is at its deepest. Adam nivra b'shvil lekabel sipukim v'hanois mekiras elokim. As we've said many, I mean that's we've never said yet, by the way. Is a person was created for one reason and one reason only. To enjoy and a pleasure from being close to Hashem. Womit karav and a chashek lamokamachem. Zubagina b'kosh boku. He goes and he gets his pleasure and his chashek from something else other than Hashem. Well, that's the biggest traitor in the world. And at the root of all of this, I'm telling you, this is what Rav Asa been told me, from Desna, Tzikun, Tzachesed, sorry to come back to it. Apologize for keep going back to the Rav Desna's Chuntra Zachesed. But that's where this is all twirling on, giving and taking. You're giving and taking, go and look, you'll see it's exactly what's going on here. Hashem is giving, he can't take. So when I'm giving, I'm exactly like Hashem. Couldn't get closer to Hashem than when you're giving. And when you take it, you couldn't get further away from Hashem because he can never take. But the minute you're taking, you're so not blaming Hashem. Because by the way, closest doesn't mean close and far. It means Doimela or Lord Doimela. That's what Kiru. Dvekas Bashem means now I'm being exactly like Hashem. I'm doing what Hashem's doing. My midas are the midas of Hashem. When I'm far from Hashem, it means I'm not like Hashem. At the fulcrum of all of this is giving and taking. That's where it's all, without that, nothing starts or finishes, and that's where everything starts and finishes. Am I giving or taking? That's where the work starts and finishes. Lokach es rishve akudusha shel into motzes doidi mati gidolo shechoylas av oni. The mamkoim is gashmin vitzri. He takes this posuk, this musa from Shira Shirim, which is an entire sugya of Avos Hashem and Avos Hashem Yisrael. Im Timot says, if you find Hashem, what did you tell him? I'm lovesick. Rambam says we're not often. Rambam doesn't tell stories. Rambam describes the love we have for Shem as a guy who's lost his mind. His mother's gone out of your mind. Look at the notion of the Rambam in the midst of Arvis and Shem. He goes, poshut. Blasted. Can't eat, can't sleep, can't be because he's in love with Hashem. Chaylas Arvis. And so what does he do with that? He takes that and he puts it into whatever he puts it into. Adam Arishon lo chot machmes yisra davar zore la machmes taibus shel ke nechma da eitz la haskil ve ki taibu hu leinayim. Nothing to do with the zore. Adam Arishon wasn't davening to anything else. Adam Arishon wasn't looking for any spiritual pleasures anywhere else. But this tree was nechma da eitz la haskil and taibu hu leinayim. And he said, "Shlo ayala im yivchol isaneg al Hashem." But he is nitzchi. Once we don't understand what Adam Rishon did, no clue what was going on up there. He gets over. Okay, we don't really have no clue at all what's going on up there. But what Chazal tells us, we have to learn. What the Torah tells us is that we have to learn whether to choose the tainug of Hashem as nitzchi and to be eternal. Or chas filin isaneg ba'atzmoi, but the tainug of Hashem is liboy, or to go off to the now. Now, what his title was, we have no clue what we're talking about. He didn't have a goof in essence. No, we don't want to talk about, but that's the shayush of that sugya. Did he want himself or did he want Hashem? Okay, we spoke about this in Chelek Alephek. So now here comes the Yisod. Okay, in point, I love Vayroi, I love Vayroi. Ten daitcho. The first thing you have to do. What's that? No, never, ever. No, you have to have a draft. You have to first define it first. I'll tell you now. You don't know. The first step of being an alum, what comes after alum? Alum is not such a low level. But alum, somebody knows that the fun with his term. He never uses a term without having a clear definition of it. That's what you're doing in yeshiva most of the day. No, it's just defining your terms. What's a raidef? What's the definition of a raidef? That might take you a few months to find out. Yeah? What's zika? You're doing that yomi? Oho! Zika, another zika. What's a zika? The Gemara spends pages and pages and I still don't know what it is. Years later. You have to know what your terms are. You're not 100% wrong that Dach needs knowledge. It's not the knowledge you think. Because das means connection, joining. Das is that knowledge which you and the knowledge of what? I'd say that if it turned out that you knew something with your das that wasn't true, you would cease to exist. Das is the knowledge, yeah? And if it turned out that that das knowledge you have was wrong, you would cease to exist because you and the knowledge are one. And if this knowledge is not correct, it doesn't exist. And you and that knowledge are the same thing, so you would cease to exist. I know you don't. Now we go learn. Now we go learn the sugya of das. It might take a few months. That might have something to do with it, yes, because it does use the word. So we'll have to see how that definition fits there and fits there. The Dabe Kunabe. If you have Das, the Gemara says you have everything. The Dabe Mahavya, the Osalarachem Alav. Person who doesn't have Das, he has nothing. Once again, I didn't say whatever. I just said one thing about Das.
You
represent
that if you don't have Das, you cease to exist.
No, I didn't say you don't have Das. No, I did not say that. Listen carefully. If you have a das, yeah, knowledge, you know something with your das, yeah, that turns out to be false, you would cease to exist. I didn't say if you don't have das, you cease to exist. I can prove to you that. Because Ruba the Ruba of the world is running around without das, and they would seem to exist. Most people don't have das. Okay, that's not a subject now.
You want to learn about that? I'll come to you after the book.
What do you mean?
No. No.
Then I don't know.
I know you don't.
You accept that you don't understand. I could understand. I don't understand.
No, 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 no Good.
It's like,
okay. No, not at all. You can see it yourself. I'll show it to you and you. Yeah, ask these people.
So, yeah, I understand.
Hello. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Ask all these people here. Yeah, we don't deal in theory. Everything has to be practical. We have to be able to get enough help. We've been working on this for
20 years.
We've got a bit of catching up. You come to Malta, there'll be the Marmot Pages, and stop living this a good problem.
Amen.
Got it?
Got it.
While you're thinking about it, I want you to write you an essay. You can speak it out, okay? Proving to me that you know that it exists. What's your mission to the chief?
What level?
Whatever you want. Okay, right, we have to stop.
No. You're not always going to be wrong. No, you're not always going to be wrong.
It's not about it being right or wrong.